Jai Jamunamaya ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Somaveda Bhaktamani ki jai, Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Gaut Premanandi, all glorious Sama devotees, all glorious Sama devotees, all glorious Sama devotees, all glorious Shishi Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 2, Text Number 8. Durbhago Bata Loko Yang Yadavo Nitaram Api Ye Sangvasanto Na Vidur Harim Mina Ivodupam Dorbago Patadoko Yam Yadhavo Nitaramapi Yesangvasantuna Vidur Harimina Ivodupam Dorbago Patadoko Yam Yadhavo Nitaramapi Ye sang vasanto navidhur Harimina ivodupam Durbhago bataloko yang Yadavo nitaram api Ye sang vasanto navidhur Harimina ivodupam Nurbhago bhata loko yam Haring mina ivodupam Nurbhago bhata loko yam Nurbhago nitaram api Ye sang vasanto navidhur Harimina ivodupam Masterjis. Okay, so, sorry for the interruption. We're going to go on to, I thought it was not eight. Brigapati did number eight, that's right. So, we're going to go on to ten. Devasya maya yasprista ye chanya asad ashrataha Brahmyate dhirna tadvakyar Atman yuktha Manoharao. Devasya Mayaya Srishta. Nachandya Asat Ashvataha. Brahmyate Dhyana Tadvakyar. Atman Yuptat Manoharao. Devasya Mayaya Srishta. Yechan Yad Asat Ashvataha. Brahmyate Dhyana Tadvakyar. Atman Yuptat Manoharao. Okay, we'll go on to the word-for-word in translation. Devasya, of the personality of Godhead. Mayaya, by the influence of external energy. Sprishta, infected. Yay, all those. Cha, and. Anyat, others. Asat, illusory. Ashvita, being taken to. Brahmyate, bewilder. D, intelligence. Na, not. Tat, of them. Vakyai, by those words. Atmani, in the Supreme Self. Upta Atmanaha, surrendered souls. Harau, unto the Lord. Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Under no circumstances can the words of persons bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord deviate the intelligence of those who are completely surrendered souls. Purport. Lord Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, according to all the evidences of the Vedas. He is accepted by all Acharyas, including Sripad Sankaracharya. But when he was present in the world, different classes of men accepted him differently, and therefore their calculations of the Lord were also different. Generally, persons who had faith in the revealed scriptures accepted the Lord as he is. And all of them merged into great bereavement when the Lord disappeared from the world. In the first canto, we have already discussed the lamentation of Arjuna and Yudhisthira, to whom the disappearance of Lord Krishna was almost intolerable up to the end of their lives. The Yadavas were only partially cognizant of the Lord, but they are also glorious because they had the opportunity to associate with the Lord, who acted as the head of their family. And they also rendered the Lord intimate service. The Yadavas and other devotees of the Lord are different from those who wrongly calculated him to be an ordinary human personality. Such persons are certainly bewildered by the illusory energy. They are hellish and envious of the Supreme Lord. The illusory energy acts very powerfully on them because in spite of their mundane education, such persons are faithless and are infected by the mentality of atheism. They are always very eager to establish that Lord Krishna was an ordinary man who was killed by a hunter due to his many impious acts in plotting to kill the sons of Dhritarashtra and Jarasandha, the demoniac kings of the earth. Such persons have no faith in the statement of the Bhagavad Gita that the Lord is unaffected by the reactions of work. Namam karmani limpanti. According to the atheistic point of view, Lord Krishna's family, the Yadu dynasty, was vanquished due to being accursed by the Brahmanas for the sins committed by Krishna in killing the sons of Dhritarashtra, etc. All these blasphemies do not touch the heart of the devotees of the Lord because they know perfectly well what is what. Their intelligence regarding the Lord is never disturbed. But those who are disturbed by the statements of the Asuras are also condemned. That is what Uddhava meant in this verse. Om jnana tamarandasya gyananjana salakaya chakshum militam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha mukham krotu vatsalam pangum manghayate garim yat kripa taraham vande sri gurum dinataranam vanchakalpatribhyascha kripa sindubhyevacha paditanam pavanebhyo vaisnavebhyo namo namaha jaya sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda sri advaita gadadhar srivasati gaur bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In the first sentence of the purport, Prabhupada says, Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to all the evidences of the Vedas. So there's many Vedic literatures that state that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And most important for us is where he states in the Bhagavad Gita, Yomam evam samudho janati purusottama sasaravid bhajantim sarvavadena bharata. Whoever knows me to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's the knower of everything. So this is the reality. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we get so much understanding of this from Srila Prabhupada in his Bhaktivedanta purports. Of course, most people don't understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But there are some. And not only are these devotees understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they're also helping others to understand this. It's not an easy thing to understand. Therefore, Krishna says, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yadati siddhi yadatam abhisiddhanam kaschim mamviti tatvata. Out of many thousands of men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. So, what is the truth of Krishna? He says himself, Aham sarvasya prabhavo. I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly, they engage in my devotional service. So this is the position of Krishna. Everything is coming from Krishna. He is the cause of all causes, the controller of everything. Vedaham samatichani vartamanani charjama vishami chabutani mamtavedana krishna. He says, I know all that's happened in the past, all that's going to happen in the future, and all that is happening now. But me, no one knows. So Krishna is the supreme personality. And he comes to let us know the good news that he's the Supreme Lord, and we are all the servants of Krishna. You know, people are trying to be happy in the material world through sense gratification, but this is the activities of the animals. They're also trying to become happy by sense gratification, but It's a waste of time. Better try to understand who we are as spirit souls and who Krishna is, the Supreme Spirit, and engage in devotional service. Even in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's this pastime of Madhavendapuri. Madhavendapuri was an extremely advanced devotee who was the spiritual master of Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya. And who else? Ishvara Puri. I mean, we can't imagine how exalted he was. But when he was in Vrindavan, he was meditating, and this boy came and gave him some milk, and and Madhavendra Puri said, "Oh, how did you know I was fasting?" "Oh, the Matajis, they saw, so they told me to bring some milk for you. And I'll come back later and get the cup." And that night he had a dream where this Gopal came and said, "Please, I'm in the forest here. The previous pujaris, they were afraid of the Muslims, so they put me in the forest here. Please come and take." It was the same boy. And Madhavendra Puri, when he woke up from the dream, he lamented, I didn't recognize that that was Krishna. So he was lamenting. So would we recognize Krishna if we saw him? So many people saw Krishna when he was on this planet. How many understood that he was Krishna, that he was God? Very few. Prabhupada said a handful. It's amazing. It's amazing. I was one time in Ujjain, giving a Srimad Bhagavatam class. And this person came into the temple room, peacock feather, blue, yellow garments. I was like, wait, who's this? Pretty good impression. It was imitation of Krishna. The devotee said, "Yeah, he thinks he's Krishna. He likes, he paints himself and stuff." You know. Did a pretty good job, you know, trying to look like Krishna. But this is, I was in Australia one time and distributing books to this couple, young man and young girl. And I was showing the Bhagavad Gita, and he said, "I'm Krishna." And she said, "And I'm Radha." I said, "Ah, that's what everybody thinks." And then I went on showing them. They actually bought a book. You know. So this is very common. People think they're God. People come to be God. We are envious of Krishna. We came to be Krishna. Pondraka, he really went for it. You know, he had four arms. Yeah, I don't know, paper mache or something. Must have looked pretty ridiculous. But he had thousands of followers. Thousands. And he sent a letter to Krishna, "You're an imposter. You should give up your symbols and understand that who is the Supreme. I'm the Supreme, and you should surrender to me." And what did Krishna say? "I'll give you one symbol." The chakra. You got the chakra, you got that symbol. So yeah, so many people are accepting leaders. But Krishna, he's the supreme leader. Just like all over the world, people are they're following some leader. There are so many Mayavadi groups. And actually also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sarvam Bhattacharya, he was the main leader of Mayavada philosophy. He was the scholar. Yeah. And he had many disciples, many followers. Lord Chaitanya came, he couldn't understand. He couldn't understand that Lord Chaitanya was God. And he preached to him. He preached to him for how many days? 7 days, nonstop. Lord Chaitanya didn't say anything. And then Sarvam Vacharya, he said, "Are you understanding?" He said, "Oh, I understand completely, but what you're saying is not right. You're off." "Oh, really? Well, then you tell me." And then he spoke. And after Lord Chaitanya spoke, he understood this is God. Nobody else could speak in such a high level of understanding of philosophy. And then what did Lord Chaitanya do? Eventually, sometime later, he showed him the six-armed form, Tadbuj. So then he really understood. He really understood then. And also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's this pastime of Ballabha Bhattacharya, who was a scholar, a very advanced devotee. He was recommended by Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy. Maybe these are two of the three and a half that were most dear to Lord Chaitanya. And they recommended him. And they're going through the Jarakanda forest. And Lord Chaitanya is chanting and he's dancing. And the tigers come. And the deer come. And the elephants. And Lord Chaitanya, as they're walking, there's a tiger on the path, and he it's described, he touched them with his foot. I don't know if that means a kick or just touched him. And now Ballabha Bhattacharya, he's like, he's getting a little anxiety. These are tigers. You know? They're man-eaters. But then Lord Chaitanya said, chant Hare Krishna. So the tigers are chanting Hare Krishna. The deer, the elephants, they're dancing. It's described, the elephants are dancing. 2 feet, you know, maybe 4 feet. So, amazing pastime, huh? Lord Chaitanya is going through the Jarakanda forest. And he's getting all these animals to dance. And then eventually he gets to Vrindavan. And while he's in Vrindavan, he can't find Radhakun. Where's Radhakun? Where's Shyamakun? Couldn't find it. And he was asking around. Nobody knew. But he's the omniscient Lord. He saw these two paddy fields. And he saw that this is Shyamakun Radhakun. So he was dancing in Shyamakun Radhakun. And the people were like, what is this sannyasi doing? They couldn't understand. And then he found Govardhan Hill. He didn't want to go on the hill. He wanted to get darshan of the Gopal deity. There's actually people living on the hill. But Lord Chaitanya said, I'm a devotee. I can't go. It's Krishna, Govardhan Hill. It's Krishna. So the Gopal deity came down for 3 days and gave darshan to Lord Chaitanya. And then it's described that when he was leaving, he walked back to his temple. And Lord Chaitanya and him are walking together. The deities walking. The two deities are walking together. Amazing, huh? It reminds me of the witness Gopal. Sakshi Gopal? Sakshi Gopal. Witness Gopal. He's walking. So sometimes the deity can walk. And it's not, they're not statues. So Lord Chaitanya got that mercy. The Lord got that mercy. So then Ballabha Bhattacharya heard that Krishna, he's appeared. He's appeared again in Vrindavan. And people are going, they're seeing Krishna again. He's dancing on the Kaliya serpents' heads. They could see his jewels. He's dancing. They could see the serpent. So Ballabha Bhattacharya says to Lord Chaitanya, my Lord, can I go see Krishna? He has arrived again. Can I get permission to go see Krishna? Lord Chaitanya slapped him in the head. He said, You're a scholar. Why are you thinking foolishly like this? And then the next day some gentleman came to visit Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya said, have you seen Krishna? They say Krishna has come again. And the gentleman, they said, yeah, Krishna has come, but they're not saying who Krishna is. They're thinking Krishna is out there, but that's just a man on a boat with a lantern They're thinking that's the jewels on the Kaliya, serpent's heads, and the boatman is Krishna, and the boat is the Kaliya serpent. But they are actually saying Krishna, but you are that Krishna. So it's pretty amazing. I mean, he was a scholar. He had the association of Lord Chaitanya all the way from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan. And it's described also that Lord Chaitanya, on the way to Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya was very appreciative of Balabhadra Bhattacharya. He was taking such nice care of him, and he even embraced him. He embraced him and said, "You're taking such good care of me." And then Balabhadra Bhattacharya said, "No, I'm just a menial servant. You are the Supreme Lord. You are Krishna himself," as the scribe said. So he had that understanding. But then, see how, as Prabhupada says in one purport, see how powerful Maya is. Even someone has the direct association of Krishna, they have a misunderstanding. So we're very fortunate that we have gotten the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, who understood very clearly who Krishna is. He wanted to call this the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and he did, and there were some devotees that, well, maybe we should call it International Society for God Consciousness. And Prabhupada said, no, people don't know who God is. So we're getting very good leadership from Prabhupada. It's like in the communist movement, they have their leader. When Prabhupada was preaching to Professor Katalski, he said, "What's the difference between you and me? You're accepting Lenin as your leader, and I'm accepting Krishna as my leader." I said, "Yeah, all right. But Krishna's a better leader." Lenin's gone with his foolishness. But Krishna, he's always there. Kavim pranam manusasataram anor anyungsa nusmreya sarvasya dattaram achintirupam adityavarnam tamasaparasta. Krishna says in the Gita, this is how you should think of me. I know everything. Kaving pranam. I'm the oldest person. I've always existed. We're also existing, always existing, but we're in different forms. But Krishna's eternally in that form, Krishna. Kaving pranam anusasataram. That he is the supreme controller. We're also controlling. Yeah. But Krishna, he is the Parameshvara. He's the supreme controller. It's like one of the nice experiences that devotees have on book distribution is that you very clearly see Krishna's in control. Isn't it just as clear as day? You might be having a tough time, and then you pray to Krishna, and fervently pray to Krishna, "Please, Krishna, help me to be an instrument in your hands." And then all of a sudden, so many people come and they're taking books. It's amazing how many people come and they take books. Now we have this Mahotsaha Prabhu doing what's never been done before, at least in the West. He recently sent me an interesting experience he had. They just had the marathon in Atlanta. So they went down a little break down to southern Florida. And they were at the beach swimming. And one person came by and he's chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." So Mahotsaha Prabhu went up to him and said, "Oh, you know Hare Krishna?" He said, "How do you know?" And he said, "Oh, I got a book a couple years ago and I chant on my own. I like to chant Hare Krishna." I said, "Oh, that's fantastic. Do you have the Srimad Bhagavatam?" "No." "Oh, You should have the Srimad Bhagavatam. You're chanting Hare Krishna. You should have the Srimad Bhagavatam. So he told him about it. And he said, yeah, all right. And he said, well, we're going to go on Harinam now. So come with us. And then we'll take you to where we're staying and we'll get you a Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, all right. So he sold the Srimad Bhagavatam on the beach while they're going swimming. And then they kept in touch and they said, well, you know, we stay in Atlanta. We're just here for a short time. And we have programs up there. And they invited him up and he went up. He flew up to Atlanta to have their, you know, I guess it's their Thursday program. And he tells him another amazing instance. He was given a class, Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the purport, Prabhupada was smashing Mayavad philosophy. So he carried that on in the class, you know, smashing the whole Mayavad philosophy. So after the class, one person came up and he was a Mayavadi. And he was speaking to Mahotsaha that, you know, you're me and I'm you and it's all one. And so Mahotsaha said, so you're me, I'm you. So then why don't we go to your bank and draw out all the money out of your bank account since it's my bank account. And he said, all right. So they did. They went to the bank and he drew all his money out and he gave it to Mahotsaha. He gave him a Srimad Bhagavatam set. He doesn't miss a beat, you know. Didn't say, you know, whatever money you have on you is mine. No, let's go to the bank. Let's go to the bank. I asked him how much. He wouldn't tell me how much. Probably a pretty good amount. He got the Srimad Bhagavatam set. Amazing. Another time in Europe, there was another Mayavadi. He was just arguing with the president, the temple president. You know, the president was just, you know, arguing back, and they were arguing back and forth. And then this bhakta comes up, and he's listening to the little debate there. And the bhakta says, you know, what you need is a Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, really? Yeah, you need the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then that would be great for you. He said, all right. How much is it? He gave the price and he bought it right there. And the temple president is just like, how did that happen? He says, a rascal Mayavadi. He's, you know, just, and he buys the Srimad Bhagavatam from a bhakta. So, book distribution could be very interesting. Giriraj Swami, he had a similar experience. This is back in the 70s. He was distributing books. And same thing, this person saying, you know, you're me, I'm you, and we're all one. And Giriraj Swami said, well, then if it's all one, then your money is my money. So can you give me my money? Whatever's in your pockets is my money, so can you give? He said, all right, $90. Back in 1970, that's a pretty good amount of money. You know, I don't know, five times more or something. He gave it to him. So Giriraj Swami was pretty happy about that. He got his book. And an hour later, the person comes back and says, you know, I got to pay my rent. Yeah. Can you just give me $20? So I gave him the $20. So, yeah, there's so many so-called leaders. There's a lot of blind leaders. This is the problem. Blind leaders. You have a blind leader, and the people that are following him are blind. You got a mess. Actually, I was in Vrindavan one time, and believe it or not, there was three blind men. Two of them were behind the blind man that was in the front, and they were being led by the blind man. All blind. I guess he just knew it by experience. He knew where to go or something. But there's so many blind people in this world. Natevadhu svartha katinghi Vishnu. Dirasyaye bahir arthamaya. Antayathan devapimiyas. Tepisa tantram ur dhamdibada. That people don't know what is actually valuable. They haven't a clue. They're thinking to have a big bank account, to have gold, to have diamonds, this is value. But no. This is all temporary. It doesn't give happiness to the soul. What is actually valuable is service. Is service to Krishna. This is what's actually valuable. And this is what we pray for. Krishna, please engage me in your loving service. And how did Prabhupada say we should chant the Hare Krishna mantra? Like a baby crying out to the mother. So we should try to cry out, Krishna, please, please give me service. Give me service. Whatever it may be, please engage me in your service. This is the happiness of the soul. Nothing else is going to bring happiness to the soul. Yeah. And Prabhupada gives the example of the fish. You take the fish out of water, give it whatever you want. Nothing. It's not going to be happy until it goes back in the water. So we're like that. We're kind of like, we're fish out of water. So we're trying to go back into that ocean, the nectarine ocean of devotional service, nectar of devotion. So this will satisfy us. Nothing else will satisfy us. Like I was in Australia and I was given a class and this child was crying. The mother had left the child there and gone, I don't know, to do something. And the child was crying. And people were picking up the child, trying to appease the child. It was, you know, it's okay. Wouldn't stop until the mother came. So we're trying to do so many things to bring happiness, but until we're at the feet of Krishna, engaged in devotional service, we're not going to be happy. We're not going to be satisfied. So this is the message of Krishna, that we understand who he is and engage in his devotional service. Yeah. He's not only the Supreme Lord, he's our best friend. He's our best friend. Wherever we go, he's going to go with us. Just like I remember when I was growing up, in Texas, I had this friend. We went everywhere together. We were very close. Very close. But then after time, you know, I came to California. And, you know, the friendship was lost. But it's not like that with Krishna. Krishna is always with us. And he's always thinking of our welfare. So this is Krishna, he's our very best friend. So is there any question or comment? No. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.